This is CFRU 93.3 FM. We now take you to Menlher Carcano, which is already in progress.
You direct a choir?
Yeah, I direct an improvising choir.
Oh, what kind of music do you do?
Well, it's all improvisation. So we do structured improvisations, we do free improvisations, and we use a system of hand signal conduction. To shape improvisations as well, so sort of like Butch Morris or Walter Thompson.
And who are the members? Are they like students or just people in general?
Yeah, well, one of the lovely things about it is it's a nice mix of ages. So there's some students, and then some sort of just general members of the art community, and then some other people that found us in various ways. And so I think we our youngest member's around 5 years old.
Whoa.
And he's one of our really superstar conductors. So last time he gave a concert, he conducted a really lovely piece.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, I've actually been using it as source material today for the jam.
Oh, good. That'll be nice. And how long has this been in operation, this choir?
We started last December. Porter was one of our very religious members. He attended, I think he only missed one session up until he left.
Oh, cool. And do you perform in public sometimes?
We do, yeah. We did some really some big concerts this September. We brought in Trevor Wishart from the UK, who's, I don't know if you know his work. He's one of the world's leading electroacoustic composers.
Oh, neat.
And he's worked a lot with voice, and he does a lot of neat stuff, like he's got a lot of pieces where he'll transform his own voice into a swarm of bees and this sort of thing.
Neat.
We had him down, and we did a concert out at a place here called Cape St. Mary's that's got a gannet colony.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is.
Yeah.
I was there. I visited there and saw the gannets.
Oh, nice, nice, yeah. So we went out and we sang right on the rock with the gannets there. Well, not on the rock with the gannets, but the one beside.
Oh, that's absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, we sang it there and then did an evening concert at the Interpretation Center.
Hmm, geez, that brings back memories, that place.
Yeah, it's quite extraordinary.
I went there when there was mating season on the gannets were mating.
Oh, that's probably the best time to be there.
It's most exciting. The end of May.
That would be right. Yeah. Yeah, it's nice to be able to go there at different points in the season, too, and to see that process as it unfolds, the babies being born and the babies growing up and...
So that's the beauty of living in St. John's. It's small so that you can easily get to beautiful places.
Yeah, definitely.
Whereas if you're stuck in a big city like Montreal, it's just the thought of the freeway makes me wince and I just don't want to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Or you have to drive vast distances.
Yeah. Weren't you driving your bike on the freeway last time we did this?
Yeah, that was not fun. Well, it was fun on one level, it was fun, but on the other level, it was not fun.
Yeah, kind of like goat.
Yeah. Well, is there a fun aspect to goat?
Well, yeah, just operating on one leg only, like sort of hopping a lot, and I find myself... just pivoting on the leg at strange angles, so you sort of see the world from a different perspective when you're pivoting a lot.
Do you use a cane to help?
I'm on a pair of crutches right now, but that hopping sometimes easier and faster. So,
how old were you when you had your first bout?
This is my first bout, so ooh. I'm 30. How old am I now? God, 37, 38.
Oh.
How come I don't know how old I am? I guess I'm 38. I'm in denial. Yeah. And my dad had his first attack at the same age, so I'm following a pattern here.
Well, there you go. Is it pretty painful?
Yeah, quite. There's for a few days it was sort of like anything that touched it was excruciating, and there was a general pain that was sustained throughout the day, but I got some drugs and now the pain's pretty much gone, but I still can't put my weight on the foot. So,
and does your foot swell up so you can't wear shoes?
Yeah.
So what do you wrap around your foot?
Before I was using a turtleneck that I had, doing a fancy tie job, and then now I can get a sock on it, so I just got a thick sock.
Okay. Okay. Well, so it looks like just you and I right now.
Yeah. Shall we continue
In
this
terms
jam?
Of jamming, I'm not. I don't have the same capacities as some of you guys because I'm more into the text sound kind of thing. But I do have a guitar. But
yeah.
So I'll do whatever pathetic efforts I can do, and you'll probably have to bear the brunt of all the interesting sound textures.
Okay. Sounds good. Alrighty, let's go to it.
Alright. What's the story?
Contact with CFRU in Guelph. So I'll greet the Guelph listeners and Julian Callender. Welcome to the jam. Contact with CFRU in Guelph. I'll greet the Guelph listeners and Julian Callender. Welcome to the jam.
I'm hereby repeating a Manlisher experiment that I did a few years ago on Manlisher, and that is broadcasting the experience, a sensual taste and tactile experience onto the radio. In this case, the particular experience of eating an apple. Anyone who wishes to participate in this experiment should go to the fridge or to the fruit basket and help themselves to an apple. It could be any kind of apple, a Lobo, a Ida Red, a Macintosh, a Spartan, a Granny Smith, pretty much any kind of apple would do. Off the pesticides and cut away any wormholes or blemishes or bruises. Time. Time is just something that's fun to contemplate. There's no real moral to the story. There's no last answer to it. It's just something that anytime you want, you can feel free to reflect on the nature of time and infinite division. So, for example, there's the sequence of taking the apple from the fridge, and the apple appears as one apple, but then slowly